This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 3rd July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm afternoon across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear blue skies, while Jerusalem has a gentle breeze making it a pleasant day to be outdoors. Haifa sees some clouds, but nothing to dampen the day. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, JNS reports that the IDF killed a Hamas terrorist involved in the abduction of Captain Daniel Perez. Also, Israel Hayom reported earlier today that the IDF eliminated a senior Hamas member in northern Gaza. Also this hour, Walla reports the Haredi Brigade's first officer course has concluded its foundational stage in the Golan Heights. Separately, I-24 News confirms the IDF's strike on a Hamas operative involved in the October 7th abduction. And finally, earlier reporting from Australian Jewish News highlights the enduring unity of the Jewish community despite political differences. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago that Israel's border towns are thriving despite past conflicts. Raylan Givens, a Middle East observer, noted that 5 Boeing 777 aircraft reportedly arrived in Iran, expanding Mahan Air's fleet, an airline linked to the IRGC. Aaron David Miller, a Middle East expert, commented earlier today on the challenges of countering the perception of Lebanon as an Iranian colony. Let's go deeper. In recent developments from JNS, the IDF successfully targeted Mohammed Jandia, a key figure in the October 7th attack on Kibbutz Nahal Oz. He was involved in the tragic deaths of hostages during the conflict. This operation underscores ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas leadership. Turning to earlier today's report from Israel Hayom, the IDF confirmed the elimination of Mohammed Naim Jandia, another senior Hamas figure. His role extended beyond hostage-taking, as he led a prominent unit within Hamas. This strike comes as part of a broader strategy to weaken Hamas's capabilities. Meanwhile, Walla brings us a historic first for the Haredi Brigade. Cadets concluded their initial officer training in the Golan Heights. The brigade commander emphasized leadership and commitment to the unit's future. This marks a significant step in integrating diverse sectors into Israel's defense forces. Separately, I-24 News highlights the significance of the IDF's continued focus on October 7th operatives, reflecting a commitment to justice for the victims and their families. Finally, Australian Jewish News offered a thought-provoking piece on Jewish unity. It reminds us that internal disagreements should not overshadow the shared bonds within the Jewish community. This serves as a call for civility and mutual respect. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC covered Dr. Ben Haklai's insights at the Microsoft AI Tour Tel Aviv 2026. He emphasized that software remains integral to corporate operations, with open source playing a crucial role. Separately, Walla Business reports on the deployment of Iron Dome interceptors outside the US, specifically in Guam. This move underscores the strategic importance of missile defense in global military exercises. And finally, Israel Hayom Business provides a closer look at the benefits enjoyed by Knesset members. The report highlights the significant financial and material perks that accompany their roles, even in cases of resignation. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.